Hello, everyone. Thanks for hanging out with us today. We are going to be diving right back into this financial resilience series, which is a timely look at what's going on in our world currently, how we can best protect ourselves, our families, and our communities. As we said earlier, there's no free pass in this, but being on the path to FI, whether you're already there or just merely on the path, gives you some advantages. And I think there's a real opportunity for us to be the change we want to see in the world. So that is the topic of this conversation today. And help me with this. I have my co-host Brad here with me. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Jonathan. Yeah, I'm doing quite well. And yeah, I mean, to your point, there are advantages to being on the path to FI for you personally, your family, right? We could look at that selfishly or not, but there are advantages for your community and society as well, right? That's kind of the cool part about being in a strong financial position by having information and looking at the world in a realistic way. You can take a step back from everyday life that everybody's caught up in and say, all right, the facts on the ground have changed. How can I help? And I find that an incredibly empowering and wonderfully optimistic mindset.
And I thought what we could do is actually give just a few examples of what it is that actually might look like. So yesterday, we just were kind of talking about risk tolerance through the lens of your emergency fund and balancing out, you know, not panic selling with the opposite of that, which is being greedy, right? And putting yourself at risk. The backdrop for all that is that as you become aware of facts on the ground, or a recession or a economic downturn does not happen in a vacuum where the only thing that goes away is the cost of the market, the cost of purchasing stocks. When the economy contracts, businesses shutter doors. Hourly employees and people that work off tips no longer can rely on that income. And that's just the first layer. That's the first thing to probably happen. And you can kind of, it kind of moves up this hierarchy, and just there's things that you can't imagine, pain that you can't imagine that's being caused, stress that's you can't imagine that is out there right now. As people realize, I don't know if I'm going to be able to feed my family based on current projections, economic projections. And if you're a small business owner, you don't just feel responsible for your own family. You feel responsible for your work family, those that are relying on you and the business that you have as well. And so it's a painful, it's a lot of stress that comes with us. And so I thought, Brad, why don't we just spend a little bit of time here and just kind of talk through, you know, your own perspective and then maybe what we see our community talking about as well. Because we have so many examples of just the generosity of spirit that comes from you being in a financially secure place and being able to look outwards as opposed to personally having to contract everything inwards and wait till this is over.
Yeah, and I think generosity of spirit, what a great phrase you just put in there. That is a really important way of looking at this, because we are going to have to come together as a society here. This is not every man or woman or family for themselves. It can't be, because we're going to have a problem and we need to be generous in spirit. And I think that extends to local businesses that you frequent, right? That they're in a world of hurt right now. And again, we're not the doom and gloom show. We never have been. We never will be. But we are the reality show, right? And
that has its own context, Brad.
Yeah. I definitely don't want to say that. The beauty of stream of consciousness here, Jonathan, is this is not. We're not the reality show. But we look at life in realistic terms, right? And you know, I can say many of the restaurants around me have taken the very courageous decision to close down, whether, you know, hopefully they're being billed as temporary, and I certainly hope that doesn't extend into permanent, but even temporary, you think about the people who work there, the waiters, the waitresses, the bartenders, the managers, the hostesses and hosts. Like, I mean, these are like, they're hourly employees, right? And I mean, they need help. The owners of the business are used to a certain amount of customers, and that has dried up to a large degree. And I've seen people be flexible, right? And flexibility, when we're faced with uncertain and maybe unprecedented circumstances, flexibility is crucial, right? I mean, people still need to eat. These restaurants put out wonderful food. Many of them are going to takeout or delivery. You know, one thing you can do is frequent them in some way. Maybe if you don't feel like, you know, eating that right now, maybe buy some gift cards and say, I'm investing in your future, right? I mean, that's a cool way to look at it. Like, I support you and I'm investing in your future. I want you to be here when this crisis ends. Again, we have no idea when that will happen. Hopefully it's just a few short weeks and everything will go back to normal, but you know, you are investing in them. And I think that is a generosity of spirit. And that's just one example. Obviously the restaurants are the easiest possible example. I mean, your local gym, right? I mean, Jonathan, our local CrossFit, like for now they're closed. And you know, again, another courageous step. And if I don't think anybody is canceling their membership or putting it on hold because we're all banding together, but what happens if this extends for a month or two? You know, I mean, that business owner, they might be in trouble. Like, is something I do, like, do I consider prepaying for 6 months of a membership? Or, you know, those, I have punch cards where I pay essentially each class. Like, maybe I do that in a generosity spirit. I'm investing in your future because I want you to be there when this is over.
That is the best part of this. I mean, in a world where it's increasingly optional to connect to each other because you have such a vibrant online space, you can do everything from the remoteness of your home. And in fact, I'm saying that while telling you do everything from the remoteness of your house right now. But you take it as a luxury that connection actually matters. And this is a real opportunity for you while sticking with that first part, which is let's do social distancing with style. Let's see if at the same point, we can watch out for those local businesses, those local business owners. If there's businesses that you appreciate when times are good, you love what they do, you love their service, you love the way they take care of their team, you want them to be there on the other side, you want to support them, then do that because they need you now. Don't do that in a place where you can't take care of yourself, where you're not in a good place, where you're sacrificing your emergency fund. No, it doesn't help anybody if you as well end up in a bad economic place. But if you prepared and you do have all of those things in line and then you are in an economic resilient place, this is a wonderful opportunity for us to connect to our community. And you can do that through financial support, as Brad listed. You can do that through physical support, like literally. And Ed, I'm going to bring you into this conversation just for a second here, just to share with us, you know, what that looked like for you and kind of use that as a challenge for our community as well to think about this a little bit differently. I know you said that you have a friend that from an immune system perspective, they're elderly and they're susceptible. And so what is it that you're doing?
Yeah, so you know, here in Seattle, we have had contend with the coronavirus thing since late January or early February. So, while the rest of the country is waking up and dealing with this in the past couple of days, for my family, we have been grappling with this for a while now. And I think team members who get on the call with me will always have to deal with me mentioning the coronavirus at some context. And so we've been dealing with this well, and it's been wearing us thin. But at the same time, because we are financially independent and we've been preparing for this, while the rest of the country was reacting to the various attempts to stay in and isolate socially, we were already there. We had the luxury of not worrying about the stock market because we're financially independent, and we had the luxury of not worrying about ourselves because we were ready. Now that gave us a lot of room to then do what Mr. Rogers says, look for the helpers, be the helpers. So we decided to help out with our friend Mary, who was not in a position to be in the stores buying groceries. So my wife and I, Michelle and I, did that for her, bought lots of stuff, and so that she'll have everything she needs for the next couple of weeks. So it's one of those things that being financially independent and also being prepared allows us to, to do what Mr. Rogers says and be the helpers in a time of crisis.
Yeah, and I think, going back to what you said before, generosity of spirit, I think that's how we're trying to look at this as a community. And I've seen countless examples of it online already, just in this first handful of days. And I mean, this is a tiny little anecdote, but one I was just blown away by. I got an email yesterday from a woman named Teresa Harris, who's the founder of this company called Thrive Art. And we had purchased something from them a couple years ago. It was probably 5 years ago at this point. And it was just like an online instructional art video for my kids. And I wound up sitting down and doing this with Molly and Anna back, you know, like I said, probably 4 or 5 years ago at this point. And the woman, Teresa, wrote this email to everyone on her email list. She said, "As you likely already know, Thrive Art School had closed down at the end of last year. But in light of the current situation and all schools being closed across Washington State and possibly more states to follow, she wanted to make their drawing instructional videos available for free to anyone who needs help with home curriculum." And it's now, she uploaded all these videos. Their store shut down. Her online business shut down a year ago. And what she did was she said, "This is my time to show this generosity of spirit." And she uploaded all of them to YouTube. And I mean, these are amazing, amazing videos that, like I said, we paid for and did so happily. And now they're available for free. And I mean, that is just such a marvelous, really, I mean, like, it's honestly making me emotional just thinking about, like, people are doing this all across the country and world. And, you know, if there is a silver lining to this situation, I think this type of thing is it.
Just real quick for our audience, as we are not going to be doing extensive show notes for these episodes because the turnaround is so tight. We record this, we release, etc. But one of the advantages of this community is that generosity of spirit. The people, both in our main group and in the hundreds of local groups all around the world, are sharing resources for your local area. This is, community means more now than ever. If you're not part of the local groups, you need to be a part of one for this reason. But even aside from that, my point in saying that is that while we're not going to be doing show notes in the strictest form, we have decided that when we mention resources, when we get the opportunity to mention resources on the show like this, we want to make it incredibly easy for everybody, not just those that are in the Facebook group or even on our email list, to access it. And the best way to do that is to have a place on the website where you can go. So Brad, if someone wants to access the resources that we mentioned in this episode and every episode going forward, how would you recommend that they do that? These videos, you know, probably first and foremost right now.
Yeah, we're going to put everything linked up through choosefi.com/start. So just go to choosefi.com/start. We will have links to everything we mentioned, certainly this week and going forward. I think it's just so much easier to have it in one specific spot that is really easy to find. I suspect we're going to have make this very, very obvious from the homepage of the website as well. But just for simplicity's sake, just choosefi.com/start.
And one other thing, because these episodes are coming out fast and new resources are popping up all the time, we will, if you are on our newsletter, you will get all of them once a week kind of as a package for you. And there will be a bunch coming your way. So, I don't know exactly what the execution on that will look like. We'll have to figure out with the team, but truly what we're trying to do is there is a torrent of information coming our way and coming in through this podcast, hopefully coming your way. And we're just kind of dedicated to figuring out how we can best serve you with that. I think it will be valuable for you to be on our email list if that reason alone. So I wanted to actually give you another example of this. Two other things that are happening. People are going to lose their jobs. Gosh, I hate saying that. Like it kills me to say that out loud, but there are going to be people that are going to lose income, at least in the short term. And we're on the, William suggested this. And it was, I think it was because of people were starting to ask for it in the group. We're going to be posting a job board inside the Choosify Facebook group, the main group. It's going to be a once a week thread. And that's just an opportunity for you, if you find yourself in this situation, that I think it's going to be every Monday, you can just make a post, make a listing, and people that have information about openings can send it your way inside of that contained thread. And I suspect, unfortunately, that thread is going to start seeing more movement in coming weeks. So make sure that you're aware of that as well. And that is inside our Facebook group, which I believe you can find at choosefi.com/Facebook. And we'll have that linked up as well. So I want to mention just thinking creatively here, outside of the job board, what else can you do? How can you leverage your local group? How can you lean on the community? So let's say that you are a short-term rental, short-term rentals, Airbnb host. You're feeling the pinch right now, right? You've noticed that your vacancies have started to, or your bookings have started to dry up. It's probably going to get worse before it gets better. Scott was posting in the Choose a Five Philly group. He says, "Happy Sunday, everyone. I own an Airbnb short-term rental company. We've been hit pretty hard and our calendars have gone from fully booked to open in the past 3 days. I'm wondering if anyone has some out-of-the-box ideas for different revenue streams that could help us get through the next few months. We've already started reaching out to medical professional and displaced students. All ideas are welcome and appreciated." You're seeing a ton of feedback on those sorts of things. Start like posting on boards on college Facebook groups, right? How people in this community think creatively, and maybe they've had to go this before. There may not be a perfect answer. There probably are some answers that you haven't thought of yet. Leverage and lean on your local community. Certainly the main group, but the power of having a network of local groups around the world in a time like this is that they understand your geographic situation. They understand the limitations of the geographic area. Local groups, this is your opportunity to show generosity of spirit and be the change you want to see. I think that for me is this time, this place, this community, I think this can be a beacon of hope, not just for those that are already on the path, but for those who just realize the wake-up call, they need to get on this path. Let's be that change.